Blog Talk Radio.
Control. Are you feeling overwhelmed with the negativity? Are you fighting to find hope in the difficulty and situations that seem in a place of despair? Let's navigate this difficulty together. It's time to shape up and win. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. You see, each week we come together to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise, and we have our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? Well, you're working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Wow, each episode of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, is truly rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online on demand for your convenience at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia for you. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is insightful. Allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into our programming around today's subject, and then we will open our programming up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments. This, of course, lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love, and we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, we are looking at navigating through difficulty, navigating through difficulty. This is week two in our four-week series, and in our last installment, we discussed have a positive mindset. Stay anchored in and maintain a good attitude. It truly was rich and empowering. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow those social media juices to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. I don't know. Do whatever you need to do. Go old school. Send a fax. How about an email? You get the point. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your loyal and faithful support with expanding our outreach. If you don't already have your pens and notepads, tablets, desktops, laptops, iPads, whatever you need to capture notes on today, I encourage you to grab it. You see, on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, we are in our Shape Up series, but we are looking at this area of navigating through difficulty. Again, this is number two in our four-session series, and we thank you for tuning in and engaging with us during this very difficult time. You know, navigating through difficulty, it's not easy. Care where you are in the world, our global listening audience. I don't care what your status is economically. I don't care what your influence is. It doesn't matter the color of your skin. It does not matter your culture or background. Doesn't matter your size, age, any of that. We are all affected by the coronavirus pandemic and what's happening around the globe. And, you know, for many, they're getting cabin fever, and they're going stir crazy because we've been on the stay-at-home order. As some would say, I'm locked up. Others would say, I'm sequestered. I'm in quarantine. It's safer at home. Whatever that looks like for you, we are all being affected. If you've had to go out and get basic necessities, as I shared in last week, you know, I had to go out and get something as simple as toilet paper. And I realized about 3 weeks ago now, 3.5 weeks ago now, that, wowzer, there is an issue. Houston, we have a problem. Because I had to go to six stores before being able to find this basic necessity. And so I share all of that because it doesn't matter where you are in the world. It doesn't matter your status. We're all being affected by this coronavirus and what's going on around the globe. And now, as recent as yesterday, we find that the stay-at-home order, and I say stay-at-home order because I'm in California and that's the phrasing here, but I know in different areas of the world it's being phrased differently, but you get the point. It's the same thing. Has been extended until April the 30th. And for many of us, we are starting to really start to see who we are. You know, we are like that toothpaste container, that tube of toothpaste. And now the pressure is hitting and we're being squeezed. And for many of us, we don't exactly like what we're seeing. For many of us, we're realizing, as we discussed in our last installment on last week, that finding it difficult to have a positive mindset. My thinking is thinking. I'm thinking negatively about the circumstances. I don't have healthy thoughts around the situation. And so my mindset is a red hot mess. Then we also talked about staying anchored in our faith. You know, for me, staying anchored in faith is essential. But yet the reality is, because of the mandate, most churches have had to go online, so the word is still going forth, but you can't gather in your local assemblies because of the mandate. And so for many, that was their one place every week where they would go and get that loving hug and get that hello and that handshake and, you know, feel that sense of community and family. Again, the word is still going forth. But yet, there's been a shifting. And the reality is we've actually gone back to more of the biblical days of small gatherings in our homes. We're gathering with our families. We're able to still get the word, but we're having to make a shift on how we do that. And so staying anchored in faith is truly essential for those that are faith-based individuals. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, you know, faith, I don't believe in all that. You lost me. That's not my thing. And I understand that. I'm not trying to infringe my beliefs on anyone. But what I do desire to do with this, you know, processing and navigating through difficulty is be, without question, a beacon of light and hope at a difficult time, allowing us to have some basic foundational principles of resolution that I can solve how I'm processing through this situation. You know, I believe it was Napoleon Hill that stated, or maybe it was Zig Ziglar, I can't recall off the top of my head, that it's not so much what happens to a man. You may have heard me mention this quote. You may have heard this quote. But it's how he or she responds and processes around that situation. And so what we're dealing with right now, as I stated, that toothpaste tube that's being squeezed, I don't like what's coming out. It's a wonderful opportunity for each and every one of us to sit with and look at and process around what we are seeing, what's being revealed, and be able to do that. Many are, again, as I stated, they're feeling cabin fever like right now. They're like, oh my gosh, I'm going crazy. I can't get out. And now they've extended it. What am I going to do? Wee! I can't be with these kids anymore. I can't be with this man anymore. I need to get out of here. And, you know, there are those in the military that would say, you know, I wish I had the challenge that you're complaining about of being with my family. I wish I had the pleasure of being with my children in person instead of having to parent by way of Facebook, I mean, FaceTime, you know, video conferencing, whatever it may be. And so we can always see things from a different point of view. And that brings me to the other area that we touched on last week was maintain a good attitude. This is how we navigate and carry ourselves throughout the world. And so how are you showing up right now in this time of difficulty? Again, this is a great opportunity for each and every one of us to grow. You know, for those of you that are regular listeners, you know Coach Adams is an only child. Yes, she is. And so the only child is so cool because my life requires me to be an extrovert. I have to be around people all the time and connecting with people all the time. And I can easily go into bear cub hibernation mode and be good. So for me, this is my little bear cub hibernation season. And I'm absolutely loving it. And again, it's all about perspective. And I'm loving it because the one thing that I do know is that I absolutely like me. I really do. I like me. I know I'm going to get along with me, and I know I'm not going to piss me off. So it's a good day here. at my place because I'm able to just enjoy my flow. I don't have anyone that is going to push in the energy that I don't want at this time. And so wherever you may be dealing with some things that you're not quite liking. And so today, we're going to move to another level. And again, this is about giving practical principles that you can look at and evaluate as we navigate through this difficulty for you to examine. Do I need to do a checkup with my mindset? Do I need to make a shift? Do I need to anchor myself even more in my faith, be it meditation, prayer, whatever that may be for you? Do I need to fight to maintain a good attitude? Because attitude is contagious. And, you know, attitude is one of the most contagious qualities that we as human beings possess. And so if you don't like the circle around you because they're negative, well, it could be that you have drawn them to you because of your negativity. You know, I often think about a dear associate I had many years ago, beautiful individual. But when I tell you, she had some stinking thinking, and if there was anything negative to find on a situation, she could snip it out. And I'm saying she could have 10 grand in the bank and be sitting pretty, and it was never enough, and it was always a womp, 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 and just all of this negativity around that position that somebody else would say, oh, my God, I wish I was in that position. And so, you know, so often we have those pessimists that they can't see the good in anything. Is that you? When that toothpaste is being squeezed, when that tube is being squeezed, what are you seeing? And so as we move into today's installment, we're going to take a look at accept what is beyond your control. Accept what is beyond your control. Don't entertain negativity. Don't entertain negativity. And stay hopeful. Stay hopeful. And so as we take a deep dive into accept what's beyond your control, don't spend time and energy frustrated and upset about the things that are beyond your control. Why? Because it strips you of power. Right now, we don't have control on how long this will be. Nobody knows. The government, the president, the scientists, the doctors, nobody knows how long we're going to be in this season. So don't allow yourself to spend all of this time and energy feeling frustrated and getting upset about something that is truly beyond your control. Why? Because it strips you of power. So don't give this situation your power. We have to obviously be aware, know what's going on, understand, and adjust as we need to. And that's the next point around accept what is beyond your control. Adapt. Adjust to the conditions that are different. And we are in a different time. We are in a structural change around the globe. Things are different and will be different. You know, how we view education may shift forever because young people are at home studying by way of the internet. How the workforce operates may change forever. Many are working at home. They're still working, but they're working at home remotely. We had already moved into, you know, ordering things online more frequently, but there are some structural changes that are happening right now that everything is different, and we're all having to embrace this change. And so don't use and spend the energy to get frustrated and allow it to get you upset, that's not a good use of your energy. Adapt. Adjust to the condition. Adjust to the conditions that are different. Modify the way you move through the circumstances. Modify, but maintain control. I often think about, when I'm thinking about change, a little book, a parable of two little mice, Sniff and Scurry. Who moved my cheese? Many of you may be familiar with it. It's a quick read. You can sit down, and that may be a good book to read at this time, because we're all embracing change. And the story of Who Moved My Cheese and the two mice of Sniff and Scurry takes us through this journey of these two mice who are in a maze, and they are relaxing in a cheese station in the maze that it's been plentiful. Oh my gosh, they have been living high on the hog, fat little rats in there having a heyday and in their glory. And suddenly, which wasn't suddenly, it was a slow progression, but they realized it suddenly that, oh my gosh, we're having less and less cheese. This cheese station that was once plentiful, it's slowly dwindling. And the question is raised as they are dealing with change. Oh, what do I do? Where do I go from here? What's next? And so one, it was an easy decision, but makes the decision. I need to venture out into the maze. And the other, he's too afraid. And many of us, we're dealing with fear right now. We're dealing with such fear that we're afraid. Everything we hear, it gets us and sends us in a tizzy. Well, the reality is that it's because of what you are allowing yourself to listen to. I imagine that many of you, because you're at home, you're probably sitting with the news on because you want to stay up to date on what's happening, but the news has become all-consuming for you. So all you're hearing is all things coronavirus. And the news media, they're agenda, their role is to sensationalize. So their every story they bring, they're sensationalizing it so that they keep you drawn in, they keep your attention. But the challenge with that is when it's all consuming and that's all you're hearing, there's power in words. And with every word that's spoken, a seed is planted into our souls, and we either water that seed, nurture that seed, or not. And so with those words that are being spoken, that we are allowing to be deposited in us, if we keep watching it, we are giving life to those words. We're giving energy to those words. And again, understand, I'm not saying let's not be informed. World Health Organization, WHO, is a great way to stay informed with pure information. But if you're just listening to CNN and Fox News and NBC and ABC and CBS and so on and so forth, and that's all that you're listening to right now, that would explain why you're in that place of fear that you cannot break because of what you are giving your attention to, what you are focusing on at this very time. Now, understand, I'm not saying that it's not important to know, to be informed, but you have the ability to take control, as we stated, to maintain control in a situation that you have no control over, that's beyond your control. That's an area where you can maintain control. I don't have to listen to the news 24/7 just because it's on. I can turn the channel. I can turn it off. I can allow myself to do other things during that time. I can listen to worship. I can read a book. I can sit and be still. I can meditate. I can take a warm bath, whatever that may be. I can write. I can journal. I can be creative. So there are other things that we can do. We do not have to give all of our time to the news right now, and it's not wise. And so, again, I don't want you to spend time and energy frustrated and upset about things that are beyond your control because it strips you of power, but rather you have to adapt and adjust to those conditions that are different, modifying the way that you move through the circumstances, modifying the way that you move through the difficulty and maintaining control. That brings us back to our story of who moved my cheese, who moved my cheese and Sniff and Scurry. Well, when we left off with Sniff and Scurry, one got the bright idea, oh my gosh, I think I need to go and venture out into the maze. And the other is stuck in fear, which is why I got to that part of the dialogue, and has decided, because they're so afraid, I'm going to stay right here. Well, the evidence was there. As many would say, the writing is on the wall. There's becoming less and less cheese in this station. It's clear if you stay here, you will die. And the little mice decided, I'm too afraid to move. And guess what? He stayed in that cheese station. And unfortunately, yes, you guessed it, he died. But the other little mouse that decided to venture out, he found another cheese station. Oh, yeah. And he was living a good life. See, he realized, I can't be afraid to move, to adapt, to adjust and modify. I just got to go into a different direction. And so he embraced the change and he kept on moving. And because he kept moving, he found another cheese station. And so the moral of this story is embrace the change and keep on moving. Don't allow this season to get you paralyzed and stuck. I know it's difficult. It's not easy. I feel you. I'm right there with you. I'm living through it as well. It's not easy. But I challenge you that nevertheless, do what you need to do to adapt. Do what you need to do to adjust, modify, and shift. But guess what? Maintain control and keep on moving. Keep moving in the direction of what you desire. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, I don't even know what that looks like right now. I'm just trying to keep toilet paper in the bathroom and paper towels on the roll and food on the table. I get it. I'm right there with you. But now more than ever is the time that we need to continue to press through our vision and our goals and our dreams. Because the reality is, and I know we don't know how long we'll be in this place, but what I do know to be true is that this too shall pass. This season, I'm not making light of it. I'm living through it with you. But this season will come to a close. I lived through the terror of 9/11. Granted, I wasn't in New York where everything happened directly. The majority of things happening directly in, on the East Coast. But the effects were felt nationwide. We felt the effects of the terror and not feeling safe and wondering, am I going to go somewhere and suddenly a bomb is going to go off, or this is going to happen or that is going to happen? And I remember, and I shared this last week, but it's so important and significant. I hope I'm not boring you with sharing it again, and I won't go into the depths of it. But I remember when 9/11 happened and seeing the images of the plane hitting the tower. And I was stuck and glued to the TV because of this, you know, earth-shaking moment in time and history. And because I continued to see those the images, I was feeding that energy. And I would lay down and I would still see the plane hitting the tower, not even watching the TV, because those images through repetition became a file in my mind and was playing on the screen in my mind. And so I was feeling fearful. Oh my gosh, can I go anywhere? Is it safe? And so again, although I wasn't on the East Coast, the effects were felt nationwide. But we made it through as a nation. Globally, it may take some time, but we are going to make it through this pandemic. We will. And so we need to focus our energy on solutions. What is it that I can do? Many are buying and hoarding toilet paper because right now it feels like that's the only thing you can control. If I can get 100 rolls of toilet paper, I'm in control of that. Why? Because everything else is beyond our control. So focus your energy on solutions. This is a position of power. When you're focused on solutions, not the problem. And I share very transparently that I want to be a support, a part of the solution, not the weight of the problem right now. And if I can share some thoughts with you that help you to make a shift, I'm fulfilling my assignment, and that is so rewarding for me at such a dark time when we need light, when we need hope, when we need solutions, not more problems. And yes, it may get worse before it gets better. I'm not making light of it. I'm an entrepreneur. Many contracts canceled, all of that. I feel you. I feel it and the effects of it. But I know that my energy is not best served focusing on things that are beyond my control. But what I can focus on and put my energy to is solutions. How can I come through this? What is it that I need to do solution-based wise to get on the other side? So focus on how can I move beyond this challenge? Think things through. How can I adapt? How can I modify? How can I adjust? Think outside of the box. Kick out of the hole. Determine where you need to do things differently to accomplish your goals and dreams. In spite of, you know, now more than ever, Zoom is through the roof, teleconferencing is through the roof, Facebook Live, Instagram Live, all of that is through the roof because people are trying to figure out, how do I still get my message out there? So creatively determine, how do I need to adapt, adjust, and modify so that ultimately I can keep on moving and navigate through. I want to thank you, our global listening audience, for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. You've joined us as we're in our second in our four-session series on navigating through difficulty. We just spoke about accept what is beyond your control. Great richness was shared. If you've missed it, I encourage you to go back to the on-demand archive for your convenience. You can listen to last week's installment as well and get caught up. And so now we're going to move into don't entertain negativity. Oh, yes. Don't entertain negativity. When faced with difficulty, instinctively most people go to a negative place. Yes, they do. And boy, does misery love company, doesn't it? Birds of a feather flock together. You get those individuals that got the negative to say, boy, they get to talking, and then everybody else starts opening up, and it's a negative zone that's happening. So negativity takes us down. It strips us of power. And this whole time right now is about maintaining power. We're feeling out of control. We're feeling like we've lost power. And so every little thing that we can do that continues to anchor and center us, it allows us to be in that position of power. It doesn't mean that the circumstances have changed, but what it does mean is that our point of view around the situation has changed. You see, whatever we can do that's within our control, we should be doing that. But there are certain things that are beyond our control. And so negativity takes you down. You don't have to be with those birds of a feather negatively flocking together. No, that's a choice. You don't have to listen to the news all day. Mm-mm, that's a choice. It's like being caught in quicksand. And once you get in that quicksand, the weight of the negativity gets you stuck. And then you start to sink and you go down. And you're fighting to get out, but you're in the middle of no man's land. And so the negativity begins to bring you down. And so you may be thinking, well, Coach Adams, I'm struggling. I don't know what to do. This situation, wow, it is weighing heavy on me right now. What you can do is stay focused on your vision. Stay focused on your goals. Stay focused on your dreams. Why? Because it gives you clarity beyond the moment, beyond what's happening today. See, focus gives us clarity in our mindset of the, you know, in the midst of, in our mindset of the difficulty, in the midst of the difficulty. Focus gives us clarity in the midst of the difficulty. It's like a superpower, you know. It's like, hey, put on my superpower cape that gives us that surge of the right energy when I make the decision to shift and not give my attention to the negativity and the negative people and the people that all they want to do is go womp, womp, womp and run, 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 and run, run, run. Run from those people right now. Send them to voicemail. You know who they are. You know when they call. You know they're going to go to that negative place. You don't have to entertain that negativity. As I stated, negativity strips you of power and it takes you down. But it is vision that gives you power. Vision that builds you up. So don't entertain negativity. Don't give negativity your attention like a welcome guest with a seat at the table in your mind. Entertaining is saying, I'm welcoming you in. Don't let negativity in. Now more than ever, guard your ear gates. Guard what you're listening to. Guard your eye gates. Guard what you're looking at. Why? Because those are the portals, the windows into the soul. And each of those negative seeds that are planted, if somebody else comes to water that and says, ooh, this is a scary time. Yeah, girl, I know it's scary. Ooh, Jesus, help me, Lord. Ooh, it's scary. Ooh. And that keeps being watered by other negative energy because you're entertaining the negativity. Now, which was a small seed, you've been watering it. And so now it's starting to establish roots and it's starting to grow. Sever it before it even has the opportunity to grow. If you know someone comes from a negative place, don't entertain that. Don't give negativity the opportunity to come and sit in a seat at the table in your mind. Hear what I'm saying. Because once you do that, now you've opened the door to that negative spirit, to that negativity. And I understand this is a difficult time, and it's not easy to navigate through this time. Again, I'm living through it with you. I'm not isolated on another planet. I'm right here with you. But I know what I'm sharing with you to be true. And if you simply embrace a different point of view, a different way of seeing things, a different way of moving through this journey, I assure you, you will come out better than others. Why? Because you're more equipped. And so this time of us sharing together, for many of you, it's reminding you of what you already know, but it's gotten lost because of all of the stuff. And I want you to stay in a position of power. I want you to stay in a position of being empowered, knowing that you don't have to just submit to every broadcast, submit to every negative word. No, take control. Say no, negativity, you cannot have a seat at the table in my mind. Mm-mm, I will not entertain you. I mean, when we entertain, we set the table nicely. We put out the nice china and the silverware and the beautiful glasses and the centerpieces and all of that when we're expecting someone because we want to have a beautiful table for them. Entertain positivity. But don't let negativity sit at the table in your mind. Mm-mm. Don't even let them get in the door. You see them coming? Guess what? Slam that door. But positive, you're welcome. Have a seat. The table has been set for you because that is what's going to empower us to make it through. So, again, don't entertain negativity. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, you have said that several times, but are you really hearing it? Are you really getting it? Is it really soaking in? I'm being intentional because I want you to really understand that this is what you have control over. We don't have control over how long we're going to be. And for me, it's in my bear cub hibernation mode. I don't know how long that's going to be. For you, it may be quarantined, sequestered, locked up. I don't know, shut in, whatever that may look like. I have no control over that. You have no control over that. We have no control over that. But I do have control over, and it's not easy. I get it. It's not easy. And you may be thinking, well, Coach Adams, how do you do it? How do you make that shift? Well, for me, and I'm a worshiper, and I was a worshiper before this time, but you better believe I know the importance of keeping the right words in my atmosphere. And so 24/7, I have the word on at some level, the word on. God's word on. And I'm allowing my spirit to constantly be built up from the inside out with the word of in different areas and different levels. I'm sitting quietly, understanding that it's okay to be still, to be quiet, to be one with my thoughts. And we're going to talk about that in a future episode. And so, again, don't entertain negativity. Don't give negativity your attention. Don't. Make the decision. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't welcome it as a guest. You have the power to make that decision. And so, again, I thank you, our global listening audience, for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. Today, we are in our part two of our series on navigating through difficulty, and we have already talked about accept what is beyond your control and don't entertain negativity. Now, we're going to make a shift into stay hopeful. Don't lose hope. Woo! Don't lose hope in a greater tomorrow. Do you know that people commit suicide because they have lost hope in a greater tomorrow? They feel like there is nothing beyond these difficult circumstances that I'm dealing with today. We're in a position where each moment we are set, the stage is set for it to get better. Each moment. But we have to just simply hold on So don't lose hope in a greater tomorrow. Hope is a journey that is taken through faith, and I understand that some may not be faith-based, but that belief in something greater, that's a journey of faith. You can't see it right now, because now faith is the substance of things that I'm hoping for, the evidence of things that are not yet seen. I don't see it yet, but I'm hopeful that it's going to get better. And so I want to encourage you to maintain the confidence, expectation, and trust that this too, it will pass. It will pass. Why? Because life is about seasons and all storms eventually, regardless if they're a day, 2 days, 4 days, 5 days, they come to an end. And at the end of that storm, there's a beautiful rainbow, the brilliance and vibrancy of a rainbow. And so rest assured, difficulty will not last always. It will not. Remind yourself of what you personally have come through. Now is the time to reflect and to remember the challenges that you have had, to connect you with that moment of hope to say, wow, but I made it through this. And that's a way to stay filled with hope, to reflect and look back at what you have come through. You, I understand, I get it, I know what we're dealing with now. It's unprecedented. It's not like we've ever, anything like we've ever experienced. But interestingly enough, each situation is never like anything we've ever experienced, but yet we make it through. So don't lose focus on your goals. Don't lose hope. Don't entertain negativity. Understand that things are beyond your control, and be okay with that. Wow, it's amazing how quickly time flies. Well, this is the time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. On your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, you need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. I would love to hear from you. Are you getting anything from this sacrifice of time, this hour of power? Please share with me. What does that look like for you? So press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. And while we're waiting to determine if any of you are jumping in, and I love it, we actually have a caller, area code 424, last 4 digits, 3429. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Thank you so much for being here and interacting with us.
Well, thank you. Can you hear me?
I most definitely can. Thank you.
Okay, well, this is Brother Rob Lamar with Promote Yourself and someone else out of Los Angeles and globally. Thank you so much for the call.
I love it. Thank you for being here.
I've been meaning to get on this call for a while, but, you know, I had to do the responsible thing today and say, you know what, why not set your timer this time around? Plus, I have so much time on my hand. Yes, I'm working at home. But, you know, I've known about this broadcast for a while, and shame on me, I've been missing out. But thank you.
Oh, well, I'm humbled
by
that.
Refreshing my mind. Excuse me. I'm just interrupting. But, thanks for refreshing my mind. Absolutely. Who moved my cheese? Absolutely. So for the callers who have not heard that yet, I highly encourage you to get that book. It is what we need about right now. Like you said, Coach, this is a good timing for that book right now, because change, one of the things that we have to deal with the human race, one of the things that can throw every one of us off balance is fear of the unknown. So, Coach, you did an amazing job. I'm going to take these words to heart, adapt, adjust, and modify. Thank you. okay, and accept what is beyond my control. And I'm going to put that to use, and I'm going to apply it, and I want to thank you for such an amazing job, and you're such a poetic, enthusiastic speaker. And you know one thing I do know about you. To be enthusiastic, we have to what?
Act enthusiastic.
Amen. Thank you so much.
And thank you. If you'll press 1 on your telephone keypad to remove yours from the host queue. And thank you again for tuning in with us today. I trust that you'll continue to enjoy the series. We have 2 additional, you know, sessions in this particular series. If you've missed session number 1, it is available online on demand for your convenience at blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4, the letter U, blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia for you for on-demand previous episodes. And, you know, I love hearing what you have gotten from the broadcast. And this is the time, again, when we invite you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in. This is a safe space, so don't be scared. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. I want to share with those of you that are leaders and you're struggling with leading through crisis. I am a certified John Maxwell speaker, teacher, trainer, and coach. That's just one of the hats that I wear. And as a certified speaker, teacher, trainer, and coach for the John Maxwell organization, John Maxwell is my leadership partner. I have an amazing journey that I'm launching April the 9th. Powerful 4-week journey. It's a private mastermind session, private mastermind roundtable. If you would like additional information regarding that, if you want to learn practical ways to maneuver through times of difficulty and adversity as a leader, this mastermind is for you. If you're struggling with how do I adopt successful thinking habits to think your way through any crisis, not just this crisis, but as leaders, we have to know how to navigate through crisis. Please send an email of interest to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or you may give our team a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. In addition, and as I stated in the opening, that my desire is that I would truly be a support in this difficult time. And I can do that within my gifts and capacity and how I serve as a coach. And so one-on-one coaching is always an opportunity for you. I have a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally. So if you want additional information, again, admin@coachadams.com or give our team a call at 310-289-2101. Want to be able to continue this communication, this conversation with you. If you're not already a part of our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, it's an open group. All are welcome. I encourage you, join in. You can ask questions. You can give show recommendations and interact with us. We love that. And as we prepare to wind down and close out today's installment, I want to remind you of what we talk about today. And we do have a few more moments in the program. Press 1 to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1, don't be shy, to add yourself to the host queue. I would love to know, what are you taking away? You've invested this hour of empowerment. Was it a good use of your time? What are you taking away? Did you get some additional tools to add to your toolbox that will assist you on your journey in this difficult season and navigating through the difficulty? Would love to hear from you. But what did we talk about? In our first installment, we started out by recognizing, and this is so key, that I must know that stinking thinking is a roadblock. So I have to have a positive mindset, because thinking is a roadblock. But I have the power to change my thoughts. I have the power to change how I think about things by changing the deposit of words into my mind. We also talked about that it's important to stay anchored in faith. Wherever you are on your journey, some level of having a connection with something greater than you is important, whatever that may look like for you. For me, it's Jesus Christ, but I'm not trying to force my faith on you. I just know that faith is essential. Then we looked at maintain a good attitude. Many have said, well, what's the difference between mindset and attitude? Well, our mindset is our thinking. Our mindset is our thinking. It's our thoughts, and it's based on the various words that have been deposited in us. Our attitude is the way in which we carry ourselves and navigate through life daily. So, do people encounter you and you have a great attitude regardless? You know, despite the circumstance, and they have to take a double take because you give a positive answer and they're like, wait, are you in the same situation that I'm in? And the reality is we all are, but it's a matter of perspective. And so having a good attitude really is the decision maker. It makes a difference. It's the decision maker. Yes, I need to be informed, and yes, I need to have the skills and all of that. But when it comes down to it, having a good attitude makes the difference, you know, because that's your point of view and how you navigate through the world. And today we spoke about accept what is beyond your control. Certain things about this crisis that we're all affected by globally, it's beyond our control. But because those things are beyond my control, it doesn't mean I have to be out of control. It doesn't mean that by any means. I can do what I can do to maintain control in certain areas that I can manage, and then I can simply accept those things that are beyond my control. That, and don't let it stress me out. Don't let the energy get me all worked up and frustrated and upset. It's not a good use of energy. Don't entertain negativity. I love this one because when I think about entertaining, and I love to entertain, I like to set, you know, a beautiful table. And I remember one year as I prepared to close out, I had my family at my home for Thanksgiving. And I just wanted to give them an amazing meal and experience. And so I went through all of these details of things that it didn't matter to them. I mean, this was actually Christmas now that I think about it, because I struggled to make this flower Christmas tree from carnations, a Martha Stewart thing, and I didn't think it was going to take me the time that it did, but love is in the details, and I took the time, and they thought, oh my gosh, that is so pretty, and that was the centerpiece, and they didn't know all of the time and energy that went into it, because when we're entertaining, we want the environment to be a nice, beautiful environment, and so I'm saying don't entertain negativity. Don't set that table all beautiful with the great china and the silver and all of that for negativity to sit at the table. Allow it to be set for the positive energy. And last but definitely not least, in this particular session, stay hopeful. Don't get caught up in a downward spiral of a hopeless place, because that's not healthy. And know that all things are subject to change. So where we are today, it's subject to change. It's not going to stay this way always. And so if you just trust me when I tell you, there will be a greater tomorrow. Things will be better. We will make it on the other side. We may not know when, but we will. And if you can just hold on to that reality that it will get better. Wow. It is amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. I want to thank you, our global listening audience, for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. I am so humbled and honored to share this time with you and to be a part of your process and helping you to be more equipped to navigate through this difficulty. Tune in same time, same quote-unquote bat channel right here on Inspired Media for you. Tell a friend. If you've gotten anything from the broadcast, share with someone else. Let them know that here's a place that you can come, you can be empowered, you can get some motivation and some inspiration to help you through the week, some thoughts that you can process around so that you process through a little bit better. And I want you to know that I look tuning in with you on next week. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win.